The work we're going to start with today, and in fact it's the body of today's program, is music of Heine, which I had known for years, one of my favorite cycles of Schumann's music called Dichterliebe, it's sort of Loves of a Poet, and you found whole bunches of new things, not just new ways to sing it, but new songs that belong in it.
Well, it happened about 3 or 4 years ago when, with the late Jeffrey Parsons, we were preparing for a series of recitals. So I picked up the Peter's Urtext, which of course is a good place to start, and started sort of looking through and thinking, there's things missing here. I mean, it doesn't, well, what does this tempo mean, why, that sort of thing. And then I looked in the back where all these sort of, the addenda is with all sorts of notes and that sort of thing. And there were an incredible amount of indications of, in the manuscript, there's a langsam here, in the manuscript, which means slow. In the manuscript, there's a decrescendo, crescendo here. There's all sorts of indications of different songs, and actually very basic things like tempo markings and so forth. And I thought, well, why manuscript and not this, which is supposedly to reflect the first edition? So just started trying to find out more and more about it. The fact that the four songs were taken out is actually fairly standard knowledge and has been for quite some time. But I'd never looked at the manuscript, of course. In fact, I wasn't even sure. And in the footnote, there was a little manuscript that said it was a little note that said it was in the Preußische Bibliothek, in what was still then East Berlin. And thought, well, wouldn't this be fun to look at? So I have a musicologist that I work with quite often, Dr. Renata Hilma Voigt, and she was coming to Berlin to look at the Humoresken of Mahler anyway. And I said, well, look, if you have time, you know, how about popping over to East Germany and have a look at this manuscript. And to make a very long story and very fascinating story short, she finally did find this. And the manuscript is completely intact, with engraving notes from Schumann on the each individual song. All of the songs that were taken out, there's no physical evidence that they were removed from the manuscript. But the point of that only is that this is the manuscript that in fact went to the printer, which was in fact Peter's, which was in fact 3.5 years after he wrote what the cycle was in 1840. All of the taken out songs start on the same page as the previous song, which is certainly very interesting. Motivically, they belong to the rest of the cycle. But what is even more fascinating is that actually the setting of the German language, how he actually set the poems, was incredibly innovative for the time, for 1840. It became clear that there was a different story here, so we simply collected a great deal of writing, started to look at it very seriously, and came up with perhaps some interesting aspects that illuminate an ambiguity. I'm not trying to replace the Dichterliebe by any means, but I do think its manuscript form is very interesting, and Schumann very much understood the irony of the Lyrisches Intermezzo of Heinrich Heine.